In your face. You are on In Your Face here on Smith Street, here on 3CR with James, and I am thrilled to have Laird Leatherman 2025 BB in the studio, who's heading off to Chicago for Mr. International Leather later this month. Oh, BB, welcome to 3CR.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
Where do we start? What does a leatherman do?
Well, a leather person is someone who's interested in leather and try to find a sense of belonging and self-acceptance to that. So it's broader than just wearing leather. But then a leather title holder is someone who's representing that community and then try to give back to the community.
Absolutely. And you give heaps back. Your charity of choice is Switchboard. Tell us how you've supported Switchboard Victoria.
Well, everyone knows about Switchboard. And last year when I won Laird Leatherman title, I wanted to select a charity and then support them. And then Laird has been historically supporting Switchboard a lot. And when I moved to Australia and to Melbourne from Sri Lanka, I knew about Switchboard. I've seen Switchboard and I knew the support, the peer-led services that they offer to all the people. So I wanted to support them. We did a lot of fundraising activities last year and raised over $20,000 for Switchboard, and the community around Laird and the leather and fetish community in Melbourne supported me like nothing else. Everyone was supporting.
Tell us about Melbourne's fetish community.
I think Melbourne has a very welcoming and inclusive community. It's very diverse. Melbourne is diverse and inclusive. I feel like that. And I think the fetish community is. In Melbourne, if you are into anything, you will find someone who's into the same thing. You just need to go and find these people and have a conversation.
So how has being the Laird Leatherman, you won the title in 2025, mm-hmm. how has that changed your life? Because you are everywhere, BB.
Are you complaining?
It's been a wonderful journey to watch, actually, because, I mean, you came here from Sri Lanka.
Yep.
It was quite a journey that brought you here. You started doing stuff, you know, online with leather photos here and there, and then you kind of really got immersed in the community and you went whoosh.
I think there's a part of me that people didn't know is that I've been an active volunteer in a lot of spaces before I moved to Australia. And then I was living in Darwin and I was volunteering a lot there. And then I moved to Melbourne and started volunteering. So even though I wasn't really like vocal about it, I did a lot of stuff for the last 20 years in my life. And as a part of that, I wanted to connect. That's a way of me connecting with other people and trying to do something and give back to the community that I live in. And then after moving to Melbourne, especially, I got to know this whole side to me that I really, really started accepting. I started exploring when I was in Darwin, and then 5+ years ago, I moved to Melbourne, and then suddenly I got exposed to this community who's very welcoming and supportive. And while doing that, I realized that I don't see many people like me running for titles or sort of in the spotlight. There are a lot of people who look like me in the community, but maybe not represented in certain spaces. So I wanted to push myself and do something about it. And that's how I decided that, okay, maybe I'll give it a shot and run for the Laird Leatherman title. That's the only leather title we have here that has a great history. I love Laird. They're very supportive and care about the community. So I wanted to run for it, assuming that maybe I can sort of, you know, prove myself that if I can don't see many people who's winning title like me, maybe I should do that and try to do that. And I was the first person of color to win that title, and I was sort of that exposed me, gave me a broader visibility in Australia and out of Australia. And then I started all these projects that I started with the community. So yes, everything's sort of like exploded after that. But I don't think it was an isolated thing. It's just like, you know, things which I've been building up for over the years, and having a title sort of gave me a broader platform to be more visible.
the word that keeps coming up, BB, is community. And I'm fascinated by the volunteer work you were doing in Sri Lanka.
Well, when I was in studying at my uni in Sri Lanka, we started volunteering and running different projects. I was in an organization called ISEC. It's an international student organization. So we did youth development programs, HIV and AIDS awareness programs. And then after that, I continued to be a HIV and AIDS awareness trainer on a volunteer capacity for years, going around Sri Lanka and sort of creating awareness in different communities. And then and that's on top of all this youth development, leadership development work I was doing. And then I moved to Darwin and I started volunteering with Northern Territory AIDS and Hepatitis Council. I was in the board for 2 years and then moved to Melbourne and started volunteering with Thorn Harbour, Pride Centre, a few other places.
So what brought you to Darwin?
Well, I got my regional visa from Northern Territory, so I had to go to Darwin. I loved there. I stayed there for 4 years. That was my first entry, and while I was there, I got my permanent residency, and then when the right time came, I decided I want to come to Melbourne.
So you're the Laird Leatherman. You're about to go to Chicago. What does the international leather pageant involve?
International Mr. Leather is a very prestigious title, running from 1979. We have four contestants going from Australia. So I'm going representing the Laird and Melbourne. And then we have Mr. Australian Leather, Liam Clark, going from Melbourne. And then we have Louise, Sydney Mr. Leather 2025. And then Jacob from Queensland, Mr. Queensland Leather 2025. All of us are going to represent Australia. It's an international, very prestigious competition, running for 48 years now. And yeah, it's about representing your community and being on the stage. It's not about just winning the title. Show up and show your best self and make connections. Get to know more people. For us especially, for me especially, because I didn't live in a country where I could be myself or I had the opportunity to explore these things, Melbourne and Australia gave me this opportunity. Now I get an opportunity to go to an international stage and meet all these people and expand my horizons, expand my connections, get to know all these people and make close relationships. I'm very excited about it. All of us are very excited to represent our own communities and to go together as an Australian team.
Is that unprecedented for representatives from Australia going to the International Leather Pageant? I mean, I haven't heard of that before. That's super exciting and says something about the energy of the community here at the moment.
Well, we have been going over the last so many years. And last year, we had four contestants going. We've even had a winner, the second ever International Mr. Leather was from Australia. Over the time, we've had people competing and getting into the top 20 or the second runner-up or first runner-up. I don't remember exactly, but that levels as well. So yes, we have been participating, but this is the second time that we have a larger group going. Last year there were four contestants and this year there's four as well. So yeah, let's see how this is going to go. I'm very excited to go there with my Aussie brothers and meet all the contestants, all my siblings there.
Are you nervous about going to the US?
I'm nervous a little bit. I think the nervousness is good, not just US, like in general, I'm nervous about these things. That's how I am. I'm very vocal about it. I have anxiety and I'm again vocal. I take care of it, manage it. I sort of take that as my power because I've accepted and I am nervous because I care and it matters to me. If I don't care, then I wouldn't worry about it at all. I would just go and do whatever I want. But the little nervousness I have tells me that I really care and it matters to me, and I'm embracing that. And that sort of grounds me to enjoy this rather than taking it as a stressful activity or anything. It's a very big one of a lifetime opportunity. There's a lot of people who are going to see the competition, just enjoy the activities during that time, not just to be on that stage. So not just the contestants, there are a lot of others from Australia. There's a few of us going to support everyone as well. Yeah, it is intense. I think it's an exciting but also intense experience, but I'm nervous, but in a good way. I'm looking forward to accept and embrace all these things and have the best time.
So you've actually embraced your anxiety.
I do. I work in mental health. I am very vocal about mental health issues. I think a lot of us, especially men, do not talk about mental health issues and don't access support. I've been vocal about my struggles for a long time. I talk to friends about it. I go to therapy and I try to make a normal thing in my life. There's a lot of things that we sort of don't normalize. If we normalize these things and accept these things, we can find ways to manage those things. Everything becomes much easier after that. Mental health struggles are nothing that we need to be ashamed of or that we need to hide. The world will be a much easier and a nice place if we can be honest to ourselves and accept our issues and then try to find support.
You've had an impact too. Do you feel like, do people say to you, yeah, because you've shared your experiences, BB, I've been able to do the same thing? And do people say that to you?
It happens a lot. I really appreciate and value and take all these feedback in a very nice personal way. I started this project called Platform F last year. I wanted to share stories around community and belonging in fetish and kink world because I thought that is something that is missing. It's easy to sometimes just go and have fun outside, but it's difficult to have a conversation or make meaningful connections. So I wanted to share stories around that. I like to think that I'm a storyteller. I love stories. I like to talk to people about their stories. So we created this project last year, and that has been amazing. And like the feedback has been amazing. And I think I would like to keep that going. So that's again, if we create connections and if we feel that these are meaningful connections, if we have friends around, we don't feel isolated. We feel like there's someone there that if we have a problem that we can talk to, that they accept us. And this is, you know, all these things are interconnected. They are not isolated things. So if you have good relationships and connections, I believe like that's going to help your mental health struggles as well. I'm vocal about a lot of things, but this is something I'm very passionate about because I felt that I was struggling to find connections because maybe I tried to look for connections in wrong places. And then I realized, no, it's important to go and make genuine connections with people and listen to people, talk to people and genuinely pay attention and try to create relationships that way rather than just going out and just having fun. So everything has to be balanced. So I think that's what I'm trying to do. That's what I'm very vocal about. So we talk about a lot of things, and mental health has been one thing, sexual health again another thing, and then going out and being safe and how do you access these places in a safe and comfortable way. So we talk about all these things as well in general.
I'm glad you mentioned Platform F. It's a wonderful vodcast. I have been watching it. You have some incredible characters from the fetish community. Who's the project collaboration with? Is it just you that's doing it with a team? Or tell us a bit about it.
None of these things I'm doing are not, they're not things that I do by myself. Every little thing I do, whether the Platform F or my events or anything at Layard or out of Layard, there's a major community member. There's a lot of friends and supporters there to support. Platform F especially, I'm losing my words. Platform F especially, I have Maddie, who's really, really behind me and supporting me from day one. And we have Mark Mendoza who's supporting. Then we have this fabulous set of collaborators who come to each episode. I think we've done more than 20 episodes now. It takes a lot of time to like schedule these things and record, and then I do editing, and Mary helps with a lot of promotions, and we brainstorm all the time. Every time we meet someone, we spend a lot of time, discuss, talk, a lot of other things other than what we see there in the video. So it's a lot of time invested, but a lot of quality time. So I need to give a shout out to Maddie, because Maddie has been there with me day one, and we share some similar experiences. We are both immigrants trying to settle down in this country and find our lives and navigating all these things. So we sort of came together. That was my idea, but without Maddie, I wouldn't have done it. And then there's a lot of others. If I name, I'm going to miss these names and I'm going to, you know, offend some people. But I keep saying all the time that we can't do things by ourselves. There's a lot of people who think that they want to support and they want to collaborate and they want to do something with the community. So I try to find these people and get together and do something together rather than try to do by myself.
So you have a big team behind you on Platform F. It's not just you and a couple of people. There's people doing lighting. There's people behind the camera. Yeah?
No, it's just Maddie and me at the moment, and everyone else is just supportive as much as they can. But the basic work is basically just Maddie and I. We have a very cheap setup. We have just like cheap Amazon mics, and you know, we record from our phones and we edit from our phones, or I have, you know, my computer that I can edit. It's a very low budgeted but a time consuming project, but I really love the outcome. I've had really great conversations. I've had really great guests. We've discussed a lot of different things. And I think I can keep doing that, hopefully.
And where do you record it? Where do you film?
Mostly at my place, because it's easy to do that. So we can just, you know, have a coffee or a tea or a drink and then have a conversation about it. So mostly we've done, and I did a few episodes in Sydney when I was there at a friend's place. So it's a very basic setup.
You mentioned mental health. I mean, that's something you're clearly, you know, committed to. Is that going to be a focus of what you talk about at Mr. International Leather in Chicago? Because they're going to grill you with questions, aren't they?
My focus in general is based on my life experience. I'm a Sri Lankan Australian immigrant who's finding a better life in Australia. So that's my story and that's what I am representing. But also, yes, I am passionate about mental health, but also mostly my volunteering work has been recently in all last so many years has been around sexual health or queer advocacy. I'm in different advisory groups as well. So the mental health, sexual health, these are things that matters to us as queer people. So I'm very vocal about it. But all these things come from all these intersectional experiences that I have in my life. And I basically am the same person wherever you see. Maybe today I'm wearing leather. Maybe I'm wearing something else another time. But I'm the same person. So I'm going to represent me. By doing that, I think I'm representing all these things I care and passionate about.
And how kind of, you know, fitting that you're going to the US and that you're an immigrant to Australia who's competing in the leather pageant, sharing your immigrant story at a time in the US when immigrants are really under attack.
I think it's a right time to maybe go and have these conversations. And again, like I said, I'm an Australian, I'm a Sri Lankan, I'm an immigrant. That's who I am. And I'm going to represent that. I'm happy to have any conversations around that. I think this is why I really want to go to Chicago this year, because there's a lot of things happening around the world. There's anti-immigration conversations in Australia as well. I think when these things, all these adversities happening around the world, we have to step up and talk about it. We have to believe in what we believe in and then do something about it. So this is my sort of two cents. This is my way of contributing back. I don't want to back up and just stay home rather than not doing anything. If I can show my face and do something about it, talk about it, And me being on that stage and me being anywhere is going to be important to me because I'm all these things that I was talking about. And if you invite me here or if you invite me to Chicago or wherever, you're going to get all these different parts as one person. Yeah, I just don't want to feel that I want to... I don't feel like I just want to stay here because of there's a lot of things happening outside, which is a little scary. When things like this happen, I'm like, maybe this is the time to step up and do something about it.
A huge shout out as well to Mr. Zed, who is the current Laird Leatherman, who is also an immigrant, who's also doing great stuff in the community. BB, it has been wonderful to meet you today at 3CR. Best of luck in Chicago. I know you're going to do us proud. Thank you so much for joining us today on 3CR.
Thank you so much. Thank you.
3CR. In Your Face would like to thank Thorn Harbour Health for their sponsorship of this program. Thorn Harbour Health envisions a future where our LGBTIQ plus communities and people living with HIV are healthy and live safely with dignity and well-being. To find out more, search for Thorn Harbour Health online.